Samsung has finally decided to recall all the Note 7 smartphones sold in the Chinese mainland and pull the model from sale last Tuesday. Yeah, but that's after 1 month since Samsung have recalled the models sold in many other countries such as the US and South Korea. And this has led a lot of Chinese customers in wondering why is there differential treatment according to countries. So first of all, guys...Why do we get a late recall policy from Samsung?
First of all, shame on you, Samsung, but let's talk about it. On September 2nd, Samsung Electronics Co. Ltd. said that it has decided that sales would stop and they would recall the Galaxy Note 7 smartphones sold worldwide. Congratulations to all of you Apple Chapel worshippers out there. You avoided a bullet, but those...who did buy this phone would find that the faulty battery resulted in 35 explosions reported by users. Now, I want you to remember this because it's important. Worldwide. 35 worldwide, okay? And had even caused some severe fires, okay? So, Samsung said the company would suspend sales of the faulty smartphones and replace the already sold Note 7 with new ones regardlessof when consumers bought the device. Now, let's talk about specifically China.So at first, you know, 2.5 million Note 7s from all parts of the world, excluding China, the Chinese mainland, were recalled. And basically, they said that they weren't recalling it immediately from China because they had a different battery supplier. Actually, we found out that the battery supplier was kind of a branch under Samsung, okay? But later, the company did announce that it would recall 1,858 Note 7s, saying it was they were test phones. They were just making sure, and they did want to reassure users officially, and they did so, saying that these phones were still in the Chinese mainland, were still not dangerous, okay? So, actually, they were. There have been 20 cases of this model catching fire or overheating in the Chinese mainland due to battery deficiency. Now, the reason why I had said 35 worldwide is because that's worldwide. This is 20 just in the Chinese mainland. It was obviously super huge negligence on their part, just as many just in one country to have explode, basically. And so I think it is a big deal. I'm not the only one. Air China, China's flagship, flagship carrier,started to ban the phones. Shanghai-based China Eastern, Spring Airlines, and Hainan Airlines would follow in suit. This has lost the company tons of money. So, first of all, because of that, I do want to say that I do think this was pure on the part of Samsung releasing this phone. I think it's pure negligence. They've lost billions of dollars. I think if they knew this was going to happen...they wouldn't have released the phone. Someone's in deep trouble in Samsung for doing this. But I also realize a lot of people can see this as a lack of respect for China, being, why did you recall it in all these other countries and then wait a month later to do that for us?
You're speaking the mind of so many Chinese consumers.
But let's remember, if they would have released the phone, they wouldn't have released the phone knowing that they would have lost all this money. I think there was negligence, and they're a business. So I think they just thought, oh, this is definitely just the battery. They weren't sure yet. And so they recalled all these phones, and then they looked at the Chinese mainland, and they're like, I mean, China's such a consumer-based economy now, and people are buying phones right and left. It doesn't make sense why they would do this. I think they honestly thought that the battery was the issue in the Western phones and not so much in the phones sold in China, and they're paying for it now. But I don't think there's enough evidence to say that this was due to a lack of respect. I think the company just handled this atrociously wrong all across the board.
Yes, I totally agree with that. The company is not doing this because they don't respect Chinese consumers, but because there are too many details in this story. So I'd like to say that On September the 2nd, they decided to recall all the phones, and it was not for Chinese mainland. And it was September 29th that they decided to say that China to make apology to Chinese consumers over its faulty product and promise it would recall. So basically, within that month, one thing I do not understand what they did is that when the first Chinese consumer reported the case that their the phone is exploded or maybe on fire or something, actually Samsung got their phone back and signed a contract saying that the consumer should not report this to media. And they
Oh, that's
when the news is actually released, they posted a report on their official website saying that it was not because a faulty battery that caused the fire. It was actually because of external heat, which means it's like the company is implying that it was the consumer's fault that the phone catch on fire, caught on fire. And that is not okay. And saying that feels like it's trying to get away with the fact that their phone in Chinese market is are not with up to some kind of standards. They're just trying to blame the consumer.
And when a company sort of the company's image is tweaked towards that direction,
That's
that's really terrible.
yeah.
And in today's world economy, and especially when it comes to smartphone sales, it only makes sense trying to keep the Chinese consumers on your side. And this is the way that the company has dealt with the Chinese consumers, like what Neil Holian has said earlier about reports from the Chinese consumers being sort of mistreated in a way. That is going to be very problematic for this company to regain sales or to maintain some respect in its brand image in the future. How do you think that this is going to play out on the Samsung's image or the company?
I mean, I think it's definitely going to hurt their image. And what's really sad is I think it's being framed as a lack of respect for the Chinese consumer. I don't think that's the case. I think it's every business wants to make money. Okay. And so there's a lot of those phones that were bought in China because there's a big population in China. So I think, obviously they didn't know there was a problem with the product. They released it and then they started hearing that the battery was the problem. I'm sure they were investigating it. Just as much as Venkat Viswanathan, deputy professor of mechanical engineering from Carnegie Mellon University in Pittsburgh, US, who eventually came to the conclusion, but he still is only saying in his release that he thinks the possible problems could be voltage control or poor quality materials in the battery units. Regardless, they didn't know this information, but they did know that the phones were differently assembled from different companies here in China. I'm sure they wanted to reduce the amount of money lost and make their shareholders somewhat happy by saying, hey, we didn't unilaterally build the phones across the board. Let's wait a little bit and see what happens in China. It was a gamble. I think they should have definitely recalled just all the phones in general. I think that would have been the safest move, but I don't think it was something motivated out of a lack of respect. I think it was something motivated out of there were two different kinds of Note 7s assembled, and they were just completely negligent. And I do think, in a way, it's kind of putting profits above human beings, and it's got to be seen that way for sure. But at the same time, not specifically just the Chinese consumer, I don't think.
What do you think, Neil Holian?
Yeah, I wanted to jump in right there because I totally understand when you say that it's not because of a not respect to Chinese consumers, it's because it's a business, they wanted to cut their losses. But up to now, Samsung company are saying that they're still doing investigation. They still don't know what caused
the explosion. So basically, if you don't know, how can you just blame on the battery and saying that because the battery in Chinese market are not made by the same supplier, so
because people want to burn the witch. People want answers right away.
Yeah, that's there. It's just as a responsible company, when you see that problem and you don't 100% sure that what caused it, you shouldn't risk it. They are risking it, but I don't think it's what they should do.
Listen, companies recall stuff all the time. It's the price of innovation. These batteries recharge faster than anything. If you don't want to buy a Samsung product after this, be my guest. But I know that their name is synonymous with quality. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to hold that against them because Chinese companies, US companies, they all recall stuff. Mm-hmm. This was just a bad, bad, bad business move. And I don't agree with it. I think the safe choice wasn't taken in just recalling all the products. I think they wanted to come out of this a little bit from falling on their butts. But think about this, New Honglin. China is a consumer economy. If they would have known that these phones definitely had the problem, don't you think they would have recalled them? Because this is future sales in China. Of course, they wouldn't want their name tainted here. It doesn't make sense that this was just them and a lack of respect.
Well, I think that's one way of looking at it. And maybe I think in a perfect economy, like kind of world, what economists write their textbooks in, then yes, that makes sense. But I think when you look at how the company has responded, I don't think they're actually acting all that rationally, and pity to them, Samsung. You know, it's not really the best way to send your message to the Chinese consumer, and Chinese consumer can get quite sensitive when it's these kind of issues. And also, Ryan, you mentioned gamble, and I totally agree with you. I think Samsung has gambled big this time. They rolled the dice. First of all, pushing this product off the production line. I think they were trying to compete with Apple, and there's a time restraint when the new Apple iPhone is coming out. And then with this battery thing, certainly not enough experiments or safety measures were being tested. That's for sure. Just look at the results.
I'm going to quote a book. Let he who has not sinned cast the first stone. And I'm saying that who hasn't tried to cover up their mistakes? This is a company that employs thousands of people that are relying on them to feed their families. And you know what? I'm not going to just jump to conclusions. I'm going to give them a chance to explain themselves. But of course, I've been there where I've made a mistake and I'm frantically trying to cover it up so that no one finds out. I mean, everybody's been there. So on that level, I can understand it. But at the same time, they are selling products to the masses, and that requires definitely a much higher level of accountability. But, I mean, again, like I said, who hasn't made a mistake, an honest maybe mistake, mm-hmm. in releasing a phone they didn't know would have these problems, and then trying to make the media backlash not as bad
as it is? I get what you're trying to do. You're not finding excuses for the company. You're just saying that it is in some level an honest mistake, that you wanted to cover your tracks when you do something wrong. What we're trying to say here is that no matter in what kind of motive or a result you wanted to achieve, the way of doing this, from now we see the whole story, it's not a smart way of winning Chinese consumers' heart when you make mistakes like that. And also, I've checked some netizens' comments saying that they try to return their phone. When the phones are exploding and there are accidents involving, it's really easy to get it returned, and they get money saying we're sorry for whatever trouble we caused. But when the phones are fine at the time, it's kind of a hard thing to do when they wanted to return the phone. It's like the Samsung company, not the company directly, but places are rejecting their phone, and just not the whole process is not smooth. It makes
it's a very difficult thing for them to do. And it's like...
Okay, so you're saying the vendors, it's hard for them to get a hold of the vendors here in China to recall the phone? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, what I'm trying to say is when you make mistakes like this and you're trying to correct it, just make sure your partners, your vendors, they're all doing the right thing that you ask them to do. Just don't make the already bad image worse.
That's the part I find it difficult in China, because the vendors, yes, it's like one chain after another. And I think it's kind of out of Samsung's control to,
yes,
some extent. And that just makes it even worse for the company when these things are out of their control.
I think regulation could help with that. I don't think it's just the company. The company sells the phone. Somebody buys it and then like starts selling it somewhere else and says, I'm an official retailer. Of course, you need regulation on that. It's not just the company's fault of what vendors get what and who sells it.
Okay, great. I think you bring in the role of the government. And here, I think... Since Samsung is a very successful conglomerate that has consumers all over the world, it is, well, I don't know what the latest figures are, but it used to be the biggest,
yes,
smartphone maker in the world. And it, with a product fiasco like this one, it has to involve governments from different countries. Mm. And yes, regulation is important. And how is regulation, how does it need to be played out here in China?
Well, in this specific case that I will say later, I don't think regulation has helped Samsung a lot. I mean, it has helped consumers because we've mentioned that it was on September 29th that they, Samsung decided to, no, announced that they're recalling all the phones in Chinese market. But later, it was October the 14th, they released the detail information, the detail rules of recalling. And that was actually after the administration of quality supervision, inspection, and quarantine says that we need you to make sure you make it up to Chinese consumers. We need to make sure even they lost their receipts, you still accept to return their phones. And that is like, it's like Chinese government are pushing for the Samsung company to do this, even though maybe it was Samsung company's initiated thoughts. I mean, it's kind of making netizens saying that, oh, it was only because government has given you some certain kind of rules, so you do that. You don't respect us. You just maybe have some respect to Chinese law. And that is not good for the company.
Yeah, I think in this, you know, I think Samsung messed up. I think they tried to cover it up. And as much as possible to stop media backlash, I don't think this was a specific target of a specific group of people to disenfranchise them. Or at least I'm not going to jump to that conclusion because I don't think the evidence is there. I'd be interested to see how the U.S. deals with companies that haven't recalled, foreign companies that haven't recalled things that cause problems like this. Maybe the U.S. or countries in the West have much stricter regulations that a company like Samsung's like, oh my God, we've already had 35 explosions. Pull it all out because we know the West will never be able to sell there again. Their regulations are so strict. And in which case, are they the same in China? I don't specifically know, but I'd be interested to see that because maybe if that's not the case, then China can really buff up its regulations so that a company that does something so silly like this is held accountable and will make sure that if there's a problem or even a slightest hint of a problem, they take the correct form of action so that people are safe here.
That's wonderful. Well, you just said, well, rationality does shine on Roundtable from time to time.
It does. Yes. We are rational people.
Yes, I think that's very objective. And thank you very much, Ryan Price, for spelling that out. Because for Chinese consumers, I think sometimes we are overly sensitive. And
everybody is, I think.
But sensitivity sometimes comes from deeper inside, there is a sense of lack of confidence of some sort. And whenever, let's say like Samsung or Apple, you know, these major companies that are not treating customers from different countries in the same way, immediately the answer, the conclusion that we rush to jump onto is that discrimination. They're not treating us right. But sometimes I think we need to look at deeper reasons, like how the business is run. How does the operation, how is it conducted in a country? And also government supervision, like regulation, what Ryan has just mentioned. And all of those factors can influence, will influence the decision and announcements that companies make. So here, I think this is going to be one of those case studies that I'm sure all business schools will be citing from now on. And it'd be interesting to see how Samsung will try to get itself out of this slump, you know?
Oh, and, my God, it is such a slump.
And also, I'd like to ask you guys about recalls in China in general, because this is not the first time that a major foreign company has been, you know, not doing very well in the sense that, you know, when something happens and then it tries to pull the products out, but just not going that well.
Right. I know that IKEA had a problem with one of its 36 million dressers of the MOM line, I think. MOM? Anyways. basically, it had to do with like some screw thing that would result in possibly your baby getting crushed. And so, yes, there was a recall in the U.S., and later we found that the recall would happen in China. So there was that delay. Maybe that also points to some kind of regulation in these kind of companies that would support something like we've just said. Basically, I do think this is a case study. It needs to be closely examined to find out what's going on so that people are protected all over the world.
Yes, and to the consumers, we are saying that maybe you can be more rational about the cases and be more objective. But to the company, I'd like to say that you can't ask your consumers to do that. You should do your thing and make sure your products are safe.
Yes, and otherwise, how can people use it in the future and want to trust your brand, especially when we're talking about smartphones? That is such a personal item to us these days. We have it in our pockets, in our hands, sometimes in our beds.
Sometimes near our butts.
Yeah, Ryan. So basically, you need to keep it safe in order for future customers to want to buy this stuff.